This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
We are back, or I should say, welcome back to another session of Stand Up right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do approve, I don't know any other way to put it, of your listening. Listen, there's so much going on out there, and you're hearing the same stories over and over and over again. Right? I mean, there's a new ad out on Newsmax where they're talking about the fact that they don't have the same news over and over and over again. They do to a degree, but not like the other stations. Not like the other channels and or outlets where, you know, it's exactly what's happening is you're seeing the same guests, the same stories, the same angles over and over and over again. Right? No more. Not here. Not on some of the other, you know, some of the other outlets, if you would. You want to be listening to people. There is so much going on right now that is hiding the realities. Look at the Hunter Biden situation or the Biden family, you know, a crime family situation. Right? We're being inundated with what's going on with Trump. And have you noticed that it's kind of like the only story? Right, we don't know what's going on in Iran and place, and you're saying to yourself, my God, shouldn't we have some international information? Shouldn't we know what's going on? No. It's all about Donald Trump. Can't let him get away with whatever it is they say he's getting away with. It is utterly ridiculous. In all seriousness, just ridiculous. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. You know, again, head over to the website, joemessina.com. And you can sign up for email blasting. You can sign up for all kinds of stuff. I want to get to some of these crazy stories, right? Parents are really angry after a teacher shamed a pupil. Ready for this one? I don't know why they're angry. It's beyond me. But the teacher shamed a pupil who questioned a classmate that acts like a cat. Now, I know some of you are going to get mad at me. I don't really care. If you have a child in a class that answers in meows, that wants a litter box, that wants to wear nothing but a cat suit, the child needs to get help. Seriously. And you've got parents out there that think this is okay. It's not. Your child needs help. It's really that simple. Now, you're having trouble with the, what is it, what is this called? Trans species. They actually have a name for this. It's bad enough they want us to keep track of you know, pronouns, people identify as all kinds of stuff. Now you got what, a cat gender? What's up next? Now, a student was shamed for questioning her classmate who identified as a cat, and her parents are fuming. So we can't, you cannot question normality anymore. You can't, there, I guess there's no more sickness. And maybe this is the plan, I don't know. I'm not smart enough to know. I'm telling you, think about this. You can't question whether somebody who identifies as another animal is okay and why they do that. You got people living on the streets because reality has totally eluded them because they got mental illnesses that they need help with. Well, we can't help them with it. We can't force them into a facility. Maybe to help them get the drugs that they need to, you know, balance themselves out. God forbid we do any of that. It's just amazing, right? Anyway, and you see this stuff. I used to have arguments with people. Now, this, I think this story is from the UK, right? I used to have arguments with people when things would happen in Canada. I'd say, what makes you think they won't come here? What makes you think these things happening in other countries won't come here? And what do we see? They're coming here. Right? You've got teachers that have been let go for less because they refuse to call somebody who is an obvious he or she. Right? Now, the girl was only 13 years old. Her friend, Rye, they were shamed by a Church of England school teacher on Friday. At the end of the year, 8 life education class, the teacher reportedly instructed them that you could be who you want to be and how you identify is up to you. No, that's not true. You cannot, you know, my mom used to tell me I could be anything I wanted to be. I didn't know she was talking about, you know, sex, species, or anything along those lines. Really? And you've gone too far with this. You've gone too far thinking that little Sally, little Johnny, anything that comes between their ears is truth and real. You're so afraid to say no to your kids. You're so afraid to stop your children from doing something that could hurt them. You've got these kids at 13, yes, we've got proof now, 11, 12, 13 years old, that are having operations, changing their sexual organs, cutting parts and pieces off, adding parts and pieces that were never meant to be there. Your DNA, your body chemistry doesn't know what to do with them. And now you're having these detransitioners finally speak forward and say, oh my God, I'm so sick all the time. I've got joint pain. I've got massive headaches that I can't fix. Yeah, good job, parents. And good job, science. Show me seeing your host. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you could finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
Back, Joe Mazzini, your host. Always, always, always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, truly being part of the conversation, which would make you part of the solution, seriously. And I keep telling you, you got to get your information together. You got to get your facts together. That's how we win, not you spewing stuff that may or may not be true. But I'll tell you what, let me bring him on because he's always got the facts for us. Brad Dacus joins us as he does every week, kind of lets you know what's going on in the legal world and whether we even stand a chance. You know, Brad is the founder of Pacific Justice Institute, PJI.org, and I heard some bemoaning today on MSNBC about the fact that, you know, Republicans now are coming forward with all kinds of frivolous lawsuits. And I thought this was interesting considering, you know, Charlie Kirk at your event last year was talking exactly about this, how we needed to start doing what they do, is, you know, getting into courts, getting this stuff in front of judges. And now they don't like it, do they?
No, they don't. And the key is the extent to which whether or not they really are frivolous. I we've seen a lot of actions against Trump, and so far one after the other, gets thrown away, or if there's any progress made, it's very highly questionable. So we've seen that from the other side, just as far as its attacks on Trump. I think that there are many Republicans saying, okay, we're going to start using the courts, we're going to start filing lawsuits. But, you know, at the end of the day, if their lawsuits do not have credibility, if they're not backed by law or case law, it's going to be a defeating purpose. The good news is I don't see any of that coming from the Republican side. I see things that are, being argued and advocated. So I think that at the end of the day, I think they're going to be well vindicated. But sometimes you file a lawsuit, there's no guarantee you're going to win. So we have to understand that. But at the same time, you need to make sure your suits have credible law behind them and credible legal theory. And I think that's what we're seeing coming out from the conservative side.
Yeah. All right. So tell me any of the SCOTUS, as they like to say, any of these rulings, any of these things that you're expecting to come down any day now that you think may help us, may end up on our side?
Well, there's two cases that come to my mind that I'm very optimistic about. The first is dealing with the postal worker who was told that he had to work on Sunday. I think it's going to be a victory. The only question is how wide of a victory for the rights of workers under Title VII who have religious beliefs and convictions and would like those beliefs to be reasonably accommodated. The court's not going to come down and say, if you come up with a religious conviction, you, the employee, wins no matter, how burdensome. That's not what they're going to – we're not even looking into that. We're just looking at the extent to which institutions like the government can suddenly change the rules halfway through the game and say, oh, yeah, you didn't work on Sunday before. We know that's why you wouldn't work for the Postal Service while you're working to vest your retirement benefits. But we're changing it. Now you have to work on Sunday, even though it violates your religious beliefs. I think that there's a real good chance that this court is going to say, no, you can't do that. You have to reasonably accommodate them and workers in these situations where they have true, sincere religious beliefs. We're salivating over that. We've got lots of cases that will be directly benefited from the kind of ruling we're expecting. And there's government entities on the other side that I think are shaking in their boots with regards to how our cases against them will end up if the court comes down the way we think they will. The other case issue that we're dealing with is reverse discrimination and what is called affirmative action and racial-based preference in terms of admissions to colleges, universities. There's a case dealing with Harvard, where they're overtly discriminated against Asians in particular and Caucasians, but overtly to keep out Asians, and it wasn't based on merit, it wasn't based on anything that had any logical correlation with effectiveness in terms of at school or in a career. It was just racism, blatant racism that Harvard was implementing against Asians and whites. I think that the court is going to basically put a death spike through affirmative action as we know it in terms of not just universities, but people need to understand that this case precedent will also probably apply to companies, corporations across America. And it'll be a great day for those of us who want to get rid of all racism, all race-based discrimination, and treat men and women on our merits and nothing more and nothing less. So I'm very optimistic about that. And those who respect individual accountability and individual labor and people getting what they've worked for, I think we'll be celebrating as well.
Yeah, I see more and more of these things that are coming up that I never thought we'd be dealing with, you know, years ago. And, you know, now you're looking at a professor, you know, a school professor that basically says, hey, he got fired for teaching true biology. He got fired for truly saying that, look, you're either X or Y. There's no way that, you know, you can call yourself whatever you want to. And so the school came down on him and has since let him go. I mean, that's got to be something that
right.
you or somebody else could probably easily defend, could you not?
Oh, yes. And I think he has a great case. Whether or not he's contacted our office or not for representation, I don't know. But we have offices, as you know, Joe, all across the country, 31 offices in 24 states, coast to coast. So if anyone out there is hearing this broadcast and they find themselves in that kind of a situation, they should not hesitate to contact us. We do all our work without charge at Pacific Justice Institute. In fact, you can just go to pji.org, pji.org, to get the information and also to sign up to get our Legal Insider newsletter where they can keep up to date with all our cases and litigation all across the country.
There is, you know, Brad, we probably could do 3 hours easily because there's so much going on, you know, in our schools, in our education systems. Even in the courts themselves where you're having arguments back and forth as to what's constitutional. I've told you this before, and I don't want to go off on a tangent here, but it's always concerned me when you have 5-4 rulings by the Supreme Court. And when you see them, that they go right down, for all intents and purposes, political lines. They should be much closer if you're really looking at the Constitution and trying to decide what our Founding Fathers meant when they put certain things out there constitutionally. I don't know how you come up with such a spread. You know, so many 5-4 rulings. All right, got to go for a break. Be back in a minute. Don't go far. A lot more with Brad Dacus when we return.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S.
USA News Update. The U.S. Attorney's Office in San Antonio is giving an update on the nation's deadliest human smuggling incident, which happened 1 year ago today. Four more arrests have been made since then.
We are one step closer to delivering justice for those migrants.
U.S. Attorney Jamie Esparza says the men allegedly moved the migrants from stash houses along the border to the back of a sweltering 18-wheeler. There's no air conditioning, and 53 died. These four new defendants joined two others who are currently awaiting trial. The driver and the organizer both face the death penalty if found guilty. More than $200 billion in potential COVID relief pandemic funds were lost in fraudulent schemes. A report by the Inspector General of the Small Business Administration shows nearly $30 billion of those funds have been reclaimed by the Inspector General's office and other federal agencies. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
We are back. Joe Machine, your host. Whoops. Oh, I probably hit the right buttons. We're good. Joe Machine, your host. We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. The way you do that is you get the information you need to push back and fight back. So, I bring on Brad Dacus. He's got a clue. I don't. He's the founder of Pacific Justice Institute, PJI.org. And listen, Brad, let's tell people what PJI is, what they can do, and how people can help them.
Yeah, we at Pacific Justice Institute, Joe, as you know, we're a nonprofit legal organization. We do all our work without charge. We're unique in that we don't just cherry-pick a few high-profile cases. We actually work hard, sincerely, to make sure that everyone gets help, that no one's left on the side of the road. When it comes to religious freedom issues, parental rights issues against the government, the sanctity of human life, we stand by. We have more offices than any other organization in the country, and we have the highest rating by CharityNavigator.org and other organizations that assess the integrity and credibility of organizations. So, people need assistance. We'd like to support our work for the tax deductible donation, or they would like to get our Legal Insider newsletter. They can do it by going to our website pji.org. PJI.org. We have over 180 cases in active litigation across the country.
Wow.
And I'd love to get people updated with these. They're not going to hear it on most mainstream media, but they're very relevant on these issues.
I'm floored. 180. And again, you and I have talked about this in the past. And so, where it started when I first started having you come on the show, but it was so much different than the cases today. And people wouldn't believe the progression of where you're at today from where you were at, 7 years ago, 8 years ago, and who you were protecting and that kind of thing,
Yeah, we've grown exponentially without a doubt just in the last few years, and it's just really been exciting to see all the attorneys that have joined our team, and we're still growing, and I encourage people to contact us if they'd like to join our team and be a part of our legal team or administrative team or or if they just want to support our work.
All right, let's get on this. You remember when the Supreme Court said that you really could use public funds for, you know, or give public funds to religious organizations when they're providing a service. You know better than I do how to say all of this, but basically now what's happened is, again, there's another challenge to this because I guess, what was it, there's a school district, if you would, is not allowing parents who want to put their kids in a Catholic high school to use those funds. That's the state of Maine, by the way, in Maine, to use, you know, public funds to put their kid in that school because that school has services not offered by public schools. How do they defy these court orders, and who enforces those orders, if you would?
Yeah, it's interesting. So out of Maine, it was just last year out of Maine that, you know, the Supreme Court held that when a state has any kind of school choice where parents can choose whatever school they want their child to attend in, public or private,
right,
they can't discriminate and say you can't send your child though to a religious private school, only non-religious private schools, and that was shot down as unconstitutional. You're right. We see entities, school districts, sometimes in the same state, going rogue and saying, okay, no, we're not going to allow this. And that's why it's so critical for us to have these offices that we have all across the country to make sure that none of them get away with this kind of tyranny and ignore what the Supreme Court has said. Yeah, we have to go into court again sometimes, but at the end of the day, we're able to keep things in check, keep these governmental entities in check for tyranny, and make them pay the price at the end of the day.
Well, the question I have for you, though, really, is, okay, great, we have the ruling, and the school district goes, yeah, that's nice. We're not going to do it. Then what?
Well, then you just go into court, and you get an injunction, and you get attorney fees, and get damages, especially if it's something that the court has already clearly ruled on. It's a sitting duck as far as litigation goes. And that's what people need to understand is, you know, yeah, there's organizations out there that just cherry pick a few cases a year that look pretty. We don't do that. We'll take on these cases. They just need to contact us, and we'll do it without charge at pji.org. I stress that because we have an office right there in Massachusetts, for example. A very sharp, competent attorney. He's ready to go to bat on these kinds of cases. All we need to do is be contacted by parents or others who are being impacted, and we'll step up and hit the ball out of the park.
Yeah, this is, like I said, it's one of those things where you kind of know when a local judge gives an order, you know, he can send the marshals in, he can send in the whatever, you know, local county sheriffs to kind of push it. But the Supreme Court, they don't have a police force. They don't have a group they can grab and say, hey, you go here and make sure that those doors are open, that's unlocked, this here is happening, do they?
Well, they don't. However, you know, there's been a case, I remember it was out of Washington State, where Washington State Supreme Court ruled just terribly against religious freedom. It was an ultra-strict separationist philosophy in the ruling. It went up to the Supreme Court. Supreme Court says, Washington State Supreme Court, you can't do that. It's unconstitutional. And so the Washington State Supreme Court just sort of, you know, hemmed and hawed and reheard the case and came down with the same decision, basically. And the Supreme Court says, didn't you hear what we said? You know, you can't do this. You have to resolve this differently and rule this way, and this is what the law is, and made it very clear, and they had to pay out attorney fees at the end of the day. That can be a very hefty fine, if you will, for belligerent local or state governments ignoring Supreme Court decisions.
Now, can't they be held, that Supreme Court, I mean, can they be held for the, who was the Supreme Court justice out of, was it Alabama or Arkansas, who had the Ten Commandments on the front lawn of the courthouse?
Oh, Judge Roy Moore.
Yeah.
Yeah, Judge Roy Moore.
What happened with that? I mean, he was removed from office.
Right.
Right. Did Supreme Court say that he had to take them down? I believe. I might be wrong.
Yeah, and that's true. And then he said, and he's, you know, stood his ground. And but at the end of the day, when the Supreme Court says something, that's the final law. Now, people will have a little bit of a qualifier to that and say at the end of the day, they're not the final, final law. The final law is the God and his final judgment upon the acts of courts and men. But that aside, legally speaking, the Supreme Court is the final law, and
the final word.
Everyone is the final word, and they have to, and everyone, including lower court judges, have to respect that, even if they don't agree with it. And unfortunately, Judge Roy Moore tested that and found out that once again that's how it works.
Yeah, I found the hypocrisy behind that one, though. Frankly and honestly, and I'm sure you've talked about this ad nauseum, but the Supreme Court has the Ten Commandments behind them, don't they?
Oh yeah. Oh, we're looking at definite hypocrisy. I think legally, as far as legal theory, I think Judge Roy Moore was correct. In fact, I believe what he did and the position he took would probably be upheld as constitutional today by this U.S. Supreme Court. You know, we at Pacific Justice Institute, I personally, in fact, flew to Austin, Texas, testified in favor of some 10 commandments legislation that would allow it to be put into every public classroom that wanted it in the state of Texas. There's a good chance that that's going to be upheld as constitutional. The chaplaincy bill passed, allowing school districts to have paid chaplains in any school that it wanted. It has certain parameters, no proselytizing allowed, and things like that. I think that is going to be upheld as constitutional. In fact, the ACLU, they're not even sure they're going to be challenging it. I think deep down they know they're going to lose. We'll see what happens. We've already made it really clear we'll be more than happy to assist the state of Texas in defending that. If our military boys, men and women can have a chaplain, our police officers, our firefighters can have a chaplain because of the stress while they're going through, surely our adolescents and those in our public schools that have a much higher suicide rate, especially in our teen years, they deserve the same kind of protection, the same kind of assistance that comes to a chaplain that a regular school counselor
simply can't. Could you sell that? Could you sell that in California? We're going to go for a quick break. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. Joe Mazzini, your host. We'll be right back.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late. In 17 years, Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, seems a certain voodoo priest who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
We are back. Joe Bettini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Brad Dakin joins me as he does every week. He is the founder of Pacific Justice Institute. You can find out more information about them at pji.org. pji.org. And Brad, I'm having so much fun with some of these things. When I look them up for you, and I read them, I'm scratching my head going, Mike, really? I don't even have a degree in law. This doesn't make sense. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah, I know.
Yeah. Now I got to go up for you. An Alabama mom's attempt to teach kids how to, you know, have businesses and that kind of stuff by having a lemonade stand. Well, somebody sicked the Labor Department on her. And the reason behind it was, she had a lemonade stand set up. She was doing two-hour shifts for kids, right? She was saying, hey, you can drop them off. We're going to make them greeters and smilers, and we're going to teach them, you know, how to be entrepreneurs, how to do this whole thing. You know, you got to make the lemonade. You got to know how to serve it. She went through the whole thing with them. And it's a great way for them to kind of understand how commerce works, how retail works, and that kind of stuff. So the little kids had to actually write a pseudo resume. And she was going to pay them $20 for the whole time. But that wasn't the goal. The goal wasn't for them to make money. The goal was for them to learn math skills and customer service and, you know, build up their self-esteem by showing, you know, they could really do these things that they had never done before. She actually received a call from the U.S. Department of Labor that someone had complained, filed a formal complaint against her, said that she was hiring minors. I mean, I remember, God, working, I won't say a lemonade stand, but a hot dog stand and all kinds of other stuff and getting paid basically nothing, but learning how to interact with people. Why is this so bad?
Yeah, this just shows you how ridiculous bureaucrats can be. And as far as the people who are complaining, I mean, you know, who knows if they even work for a living? You know, it's just, you know, we're going to have some people who are just going to be critics out there. But at the end of the day, you know, what she was doing was meritorious. She was teaching these kids. You know, she was inspiring them, instructing them. You know, I just have a hard time seeing anything actually being brought against her successfully for this. But I have heard of this before where the government has come in and shut down lemonade stands because they weren't approved by, you know, the Food and Drug Administrations and the Department of X, Y, and Z and for sanitation, you know, recognition and permitting and da-da-da-da-da. I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous to think that, you know, that the government would play that kind of a role and so ridiculously. You know, when people go to a lemonade stand and they pay their 5 cents or 50 cents or $5, I don't know what it is now, for their little glass of lemonade, they know the risk that they're assuming. This was a thing of lemonade prepared by someone just like their mom or their wife, and the child's out there, you know, dispersing it and pouring it in cups. You know, it's not like we're dealing with some kind of a greasy, you know, kitchen in a old restaurant that may have, you know, serious bacterial mold issues. So it is comical, but unfortunately it's reality, and that's why, you know, the bureaucracy has to be kept in check. And I'm really glad to report that we have a Supreme Court that I believe is on the verge of really limiting the ability for bureaucrats to unilaterally make dictates that they do not have congressional authority in the first place to do.
I hope you're right. You know, in looking at some of their recent decisions and what have you, it's so true that many of these agencies were not what our founding fathers had really thought would be happening or coming down, if you would. And, you know, they have way too much power for unelected officials, number one. And, again, when the legislation comes down, when a law is passed, some of these groups have such some of these agencies, they have so much latitude to decide how to make it happen. That's scary to me, anyway.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. You know, legislation dealing with the ability for government to regulate where there's, you know, flowing water and the like. Well, then you have these bureaucrats and agencies saying, well, that applies to this little temporary puddle over here that, you know, comes and goes with the summer and the spring. And so, therefore, we have the ability to regulate and control that land. That land they don't own, and it's not a free-flowing water. It's a puddle that is, you know, sometimes around for a week or two or a few days. It's really insane. And this Supreme Court, thanks to the appointments by President Donald Trump, has a level head on their shoulders and is, I believe, is going to continue to keep government in check under the authority of the Constitution and the actions explicitly given to those agencies by Congress.
One person in the article says that the an official they spoke with understood what she was trying to do, but because of the fact that she might have profited from this, that's what was causing her all the trouble. And I'm thinking, if selling lemonade, If you're giving the money to an organization or you're giving it away, what the heck is the problem here? But anyhow, what else? I want to talk to you a little bit about, you know, what's in the news right now as far as these whistleblowers that are showing up talking about Merrick Garland, the IRS commissioner. I mean, you have them on video actually lying about what their involvement, what went on with Hunter Biden. What do you think we'll see out of this? Will we see anything? Is there any way to really get a real special prosecutor to nail this?
Oh, yeah, there is. And, you know, I believe that we're going to see everything turned upside down and exposed thoroughly after the 2024 election. And once again, I am optimistic of what the outcome is going to be, given. But I do believe we're going to see that. And, you know, the American people are fed up. We're fed up with the overt, grotesque, obvious corruption and politicization of the FBI, the Department of Justice, the IRS, arguably maybe the CIA, and you know, the American people, they don't feel like we have that same kind of government that we used to have, that where, you know, people respected the law above anyone in power and their desire to crush and prevent someone else from being able to run for office or run for president. It's just something we'd see in banana republics, but not in the United States. But yeah, we're seeing it right now. I think the American people are going to reflect that in when they vote in the next election in 2024. You know, that's my take on it. If we don't have a shift in 2024, practically speaking, it's going to be, I think, very difficult to get justice achieved when it comes to so much of this blatant corruption that has taken place and overt attempts by the FBI and the Department of Justice to hide what
done. But who comes after? You know, we still got, anyway, you cut it, you still got a year and a half of this stuff going on. When the Department of Justice is getting away with what it's getting away with, people are going to be afraid to come forward. You got whistleblowers afraid to come forward right now. I don't remember, but there was a case that SCOTUS just ruled on, which had to do with whistleblowers. Did it not? Go ahead.
And I think it's important for people to note that our system, our laws are there explicitly to, in a way, to protect whistleblowers. When someone comes up and they are a whistleblower, they have statutory protection against being fired, against being discriminated against, and that's why we saw a dozen or more come forward to be whistleblowers from the FBI to explicitly talk about their corruption and their partisanship and attempts to thwart former President Donald Trump. I think we're going to see more people come forward, especially after the 2024 election, and then the gloves will be off, and I think everything's going to come to the surface at that time. You know, there's already been a lot of information come to the surface. The critical thing now isn't so much the absence of information. The critical thing is the system that refuses to act on that information.
Yep.
And take the appropriate criminal proceedings against those individuals, i.e., Hunter.
Yep. Well, look, I'm hoping something moves. I'm not as optimistic as my friend on the phone here, but I'm hoping something moves forward. I think they're so blatant about it now, Brad, you know, in your face. Everything they do, the decisions they make, you know, you've got these guys lying at a congressional hearing and really not caring, knowing it's being videotaped. And they just don't care. Look at it quickly. PJI.org. Check them out, people. They need, they can't take these cases on without getting some donations. So check them out. See the great work they're doing. Brad, God bless for what you do. I'll be back with you in just a few minutes, people. Don't go far. There's a lot that I need to talk about. Yes, I need to talk about it. Be right back.
Team.